Luis Serafiche is a 58-year-old male who reports he was involved in a work-related accident on August 7th, 2019. Period. He had a trip and fall and injured his low back, right hip, and right knee. Period. Prior to the trip and fall, he had undergone a right medial unicondylar arthroplasty. Period. 3 months postoperatively, he had returned to work when he sustained the trip and fall. Period. His knee, he reports, was swollen and had 2 aspirations. Period. It did not improve his symptoms. And in March 2020, he underwent knee arthroscopy for what sounds like a debridement type procedure. Period. This failed to improve his symptoms, and in October of 2020, he underwent further surgery to convert him from the medial unicondylar knee arthroplasty to a total knee replacement. Period. Correction: total knee arthroplasty. Period. Paragraph. The claimant reports he did physical therapy post-operatively and has stopped PT and has not attended physical therapy since about January of 2021, period. He reports that he had 3 epidural injections to his lumbar spine and some other injections to his right hip, period. He has a history of a laminectomy at L4-5 in 2007 per his report. Paragraph. The details of the review of details of the medical treatment can be gleaned from the review of records. Period. Current symptoms are right knee is sore and stiff occasionally. Low back pain and right and the right, particularly the right lower back. Period. He feels the right hip pain is the same as the right lower back pain. Period. Paragraph. Impression. Lumbar spine aggravation of pre-existing condition, comma, resolved. Number 2, right hip sprain resolved. Number 3, pre-existing right knee arthroplastic converted to a total knee arthroplasty after knee arthroscopy resolved. Paragraph discussion. Lumbar spine underlined colon. The lumbar spine had a pre-existing condition which had been treated with a laminectomy in 2007. Period. The trip and fall accident resulted in increased pain in the lumbar spine. Period. He was treated appropriately with physical therapy and epidural injections. Period. He reports persistent right lower lumbar pain. Period. On examination, there are no neurological signs or any other objective findings. Period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine injury has resolved. Paragraph, right hip. The right hip injury was a sprain. Period. This was treated with physical therapy and some injections per the review of records. Period. The claimant reports pain that he feels is emanating from the lower back period. Objectively, he has normal hip range of motion with no crepitation or no objective findings period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right hip sprain has resolved. No further treatment is warranted period. Paragraph. The right knee injury was an exacerbation of a pre-existing condition period. He had undergone medial unicondylar knee arthroplasty, after which his knee was treated with aspirations, comma, knee arthroscopy for debridement, comma, and finally conversion to a total knee arthroplasty period. The right knee injury correction. The review of records show there was some degree of correction. The review of records demonstrates the claimant underwent post-operative physical therapy and was discharged from it. Period. On examination, a correction, he reports soreness and at times pain period, referring to the right knee period. The objectively correction on examination, there is no objective findings such as effusion, instability, or deformity period. The claimant has reached maximal medical improvement with regard to the right total knee arthroplasty period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right knee injury has resolved after conversion to a total knee arthroplasty period. No further treatment is warranted, period. Thank you, Andy.